Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Wednesday, May 1st. In today's episode, Prajwal Rivanna breaks silence in sex scandal as NDA and Congress exchange blame over his escape. Upset over Aam Aadmi Party alliance, two Congress leaders quit the party. Delhi school bomb threat mail and police raid several college campuses in US over pro-Palestine protest. First up, Prajwal Rivanna accused in a sex scandal and supposedly fleeing from India has surfaced online. In a post on X, he wrote, and I quote, "As I'm not in Bangalore to attend the inquiry, I have communicated to CID Bangalore through my advocate. Truth will prevail soon." Former Prime Minister H.D. Devegowda's grandson Rivanna allegedly fled to Germany a day before the SIT probe. The special investigation team probing the sexual abuse allegations has summoned Rivanna to appear within 24 hours, sources said. His father has also been issued a notice in the case, as both have been named in an FIR by a woman accusing them of sexual harassment. Congress and NDA are at loggerheads over who let Prajwal Rivanna, the now suspended JDS leader, escape the country. The scandal allegedly involving hundreds of victims and 2,000 to 3,000 explicit videos, which allegedly show NDA's Hassan constituency candidate Rivanna assaulting women, has snowballed into a political blame game between NDA and Congress. Earlier this week, Union Minister Amit Shah blamed the Congress-led state government for letting Rivanna escape. Chief Minister Siddaramaiah said, and I quote, "While going to a foreign country, who gives a passport and visa? Did he go without center's knowledge? Devegowda planned and sent him abroad. Let the investigation go on. We have already formed an SIT," unquote. Adding they won't interfere politically. Meanwhile, H.D. Kumaraswamy, JDS's second-in-command and Rivanna's uncle, has accused D.K. Shivakumar of hatching the conspiracy of circulating the videos in public and then setting up a special investigation team to probe the matter. Quote, "Bringing out the truth of the main accused is just one part of it. How the pen drives were circulated and the great leader," alluding to Shivakumar, "who circulated it. For what reason it was circulated, for how many months the great leader was aware of it. These are the questions," unquote, Mr. Kumaraswamy told reporters in Hubli. D.K. Shivakumar, the deputy chief minister, has said, "The JDS first family has been remembering him for many years, without which they do not get proper sleep." He said, and I quote, "Kumaraswamy has said in the television interview that the BJP high command had cautioned him that Prajwal is not good and think before giving him a ticket. He also said giving the ticket to Prajwal was his father Devegowda's decision," unquote. While Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi Vadra addressing a rally in Assam's Dhubri claimed that the Home Minister and Prime Minister talk about her overseas trip when she visits her daughter. She said, and I quote, "They are well aware about when I travel, even keeping track of the opposition leaders' travels. Yet when an accused, someone like Prajwal, leaves the country, they claim ignorance. How can anyone accept this? Someone has slipped away right under their noses after committing such a grave offence, and they remain silent," unquote. And next, nearly 100 schools in Delhi and the National Capital Region sent students home early today after receiving a bomb threat via email. Police officials conducted thorough search operations but did not find anything suspicious. The Home Ministry has called this a hoax. Delhi Lieutenant Governor V.K. Saxena said the police have traced the origin of the bomb threat emails, which appear to be a hoax. Reports suggest a single IP address was used to send the hoax email to schools. The email address used for the email had a Russian domain. However, it is not yet certain whether the email originated from there. One of the schools, Mother Mary, was conducting an exam. It had to be stopped midway as the search operation started. The school declared an emergency and asked everyone to leave the premises immediately. In an email to parents, the Delhi Public School said, "This is to inform you that the school has received an email that threatens the safety and security of the students. As a precautionary measure, we are sending the students back home immediately," unquote. In February, a similar threat at DPS in RK Puram had turned out to be a hoax. And next, Lok Sabha election updates. In a major setback to the Congress party, two of its leaders and observers for two Delhi Lok Sabha seats, Neeraj Basoya and Naseeb Singh, have quit the party. Both are blaming Congress Aam Aadmi Party alliance for their resignation. Mr. Basoya, in his letter to the party, said, and I quote, "I have humbly submitted that the said alliance is bringing a great disrepute and embarrassment to Delhi Congress workers on a daily basis. And I believe that as a self-respecting party leader, I cannot be associated with the party anymore," unquote. On the other hand, Mr. Singh, upset over Davinder Yadav's appointment as Delhi Congress chief, said, and I quote, "Davinder Yadav has up till now run a campaign in Punjab solely based on attacking Arvind Kejriwal's false agenda, and today, in Delhi, he will be mandated to praise and support Aam Aadmi Party and its chief minister Arvind Kejriwal," unquote. In Uttar Pradesh, the Congress party is all set to end the suspense over Lok Sabha candidates for Amethi and Raibareli. Congress leader Jairam Ramesh said, "Party President Mallikarjun Kharge will make the final call and an announcement is expected in the next 24 hours. Earlier, political rumours suggested Raibareli could mark Priyanka Gandhi Vadra's entry into electoral politics. But the latest buzz from sources say it is unlikely. As for Amethi, the former seat of Rahul Gandhi, which was swept away by BJP's Smriti Irani in 2019, is being eyed by Ms. Vadra's husband, Robert Vadra, who in multiple interviews claimed the people of Amethi want him to contest. The party has officially remained silent on his claims. Frustrated by the delay in announcement, Congress workers in Amethi held a protest yesterday with slogans Amethi Mange Gandhi Parivar, Amethi Demands the Gandhi Family, outside the party office. Union Minister Smriti Irani, meanwhile, has filed her nomination from Amethi already and expressed confidence about winning the second consecutive term. Asked whether she would prefer Rahul Gandhi or Priyanka Gandhi Vadra as an opponent, she told NDTV, quote, "I could not care less. Whoever comes will lose," unquote. While Congress lost two leaders today, BJP gained a very popular personality. TV actor Rupali Ganguly, known for her roles in TV serials like Anupama and Sarabhai vs. Sarabhai, joined the Bharatiya Janata Party today, ahead of the third phase of the Lok Sabha elections. After her induction, she said, and I quote, "Seeing the Mahayagya of development around me under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, I felt I should also be a part of it," unquote, adding that she wants to follow in the footsteps of Prime Minister Modi. Breaking from breaking news, is it a monster or is it a bee? A 3-year-old girl, sailor class in Charlotte, North Carolina, would always complain of monsters in the wall of a room at her farmhouse. Family searched intensively but they could not find the monster, but she persisted that there were monsters and they appeared every night. The mother had a spray bottle filled with water to spray away the monsters in the night. The trick did not work. Taylor insisted she heard the monsters constantly. BBC reports the buzzing noise made her mother think of insects. When they got in touch with a beekeeper, he used a thermal camera to examine the walls in the 3-year-old's bedroom. "It lit up like Christmas," says the mother. The beekeeper, who's now being called the monster hunter by the relieved child, is astonished by the hive. He claims he's never seen a hive this deep before. A tiny coin-sized hole in the attic vent was probably used by the bees to find their way in. BBC reports that around 65,000 bees and 45 kilograms of honeycomb has been removed from the walls and the child can now sleep. Now back to news. The attempts to clear college campus protests in US have taken a violent turn in some locations. Pro-Palestine students demanding a ceasefire in Gaza along with the US divestment from arms supply to Israel and protesting against the university's arms research department. They have erected camps and are living in campuses of Columbia University, Yale, Harvard, UCLA and many more. The universities failed in their attempt to end the protests. On Tuesday night, police in riot gear entered Columbia University's Hamilton Hall and used flashbangs when breaching the building, in which pro-Palestinian protesters had barricaded themselves. More than 100 people were arrested at Columbia University and the City College of New York last night, according to a law enforcement official, CNN reported. Officials claim the campus was cleared within 2 hours. On the opposite side of the country in California, a campus newspaper reporter claims he was tear-gassed while covering the clashes at UCLA. According to Dylan Winward, who works for the Daily Bruin paper himself, BBC reported a university-appointed security team withdrew because they believed they could no longer safely hold the buffer zone, claiming, quote, "It is not clear what caused Tuesday night's outbreak in violence, but there are reports that the counter-protesters knocked over a barrier that formed a buffer zone between the two groups." The university's vice-chancellor, Mary Osako, said, quote, "Horrific acts of violence occurred at the encampment tonight," unquote, and that law enforcement has been called. BBC reports footage online appears to show people throwing things at the pro-Palestinian camps and fireworks being set off. And lastly, women who work in organizations that lead gender equality have higher loyalty, productivity and motivation than those working with laggards, a survey said on Monday. Deloitte's recent Women at Work survey reveals that the transition to full-time work has resulted in different adjustments for many women professionals. The survey represents the view of 5,000 women across 10 countries, including India. The report says women employed by GEL, or gender equality leaders, score over 70% in loyalty, productivity, motivation, and a sense of belonging. On the other hand, women in lagging organizations score significantly lower across these metrics. Additionally, women under GELs show greater optimism about career prospects and do not see their gender as a barrier in their career. That's all for today. You were listening to The News with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to The News with NDTV on Apple, Spotify and the NDTV News app. This is your host Anviti signing off.